Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. This is an R&I Backtrack.
Back to year of 1965. That's a fellow called Delby Gray, and he tells you all about the people called the In Crowd. It's a very, very special aloha, good evening to you, and welcome to the Hitback Show for the next 2 hours, right through to 11 o'clock, with yours truly, Brian McKenzie, sitting in for Mike Ross, who's off the ship at the moment. And, of course, to get straight into the Hitback competition, which was number 18, which we're doing tonight. And the answer was Hubble Bubble, Toil and Trouble by, of course, Manfred Mann. And to all the people that got the correct entry, well, they're all going into the a little basket where you're going to pick them later on. And congratulations. Anyway, we're going to read out some requests, and this one's especially from, Joey White, who lives at Magherafelt, County Derry, Northern Ireland. He'd like a record played for Helen Derby on her birthday, which is the 19th of December. We're a little bit late with this one, but still, Helen, I hope you don't mind too much. And this is a record coming to especially for you from Joey. Lots of memories coming back with this one from the Animals. On the House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. Thank you.
memory Simon takes back, huh? The Animals, of course, with Eric Burdon, and that's the House of the Rising Sun. And it brings the time at 10 minutes now after our 9 o'clock with the Hit Back Show, and it's on we go with some correct entries. And this is from Roger Kemp of Mill Lane, Ashington, Pulborough, I believe that is, in Sussex, in England, has got a correct entry. And also another one from Heather Simons of 5 Christchurch Road, Gorleston-on-Sea, Great Yarmouth in Norfolk, and another one from Miss Jane Novice of 1 Whithorn Drive, Brighton, Sussex, also in England. And getting back to the request, here's one from a fellow called Mr. Paddy Shea, who lives at Halton P.O. Store, Stockbridge, Hants, over there in England. He'd like a record played for all the people who live in Hants, and also to all the listeners who would like perhaps maybe posters of the station. And let's see, also requests for all the RFI. I see what you mean. Yes. And also for Alan, Stevie, Chris, Mark, and of course Andy, the double A himself. Here comes the record you asked for. The Dizzy Man's Band, and this is Zig Zag City. Hey!
Hey! I left my home with some guy named Joe to find a place he mentioned some time ago. He said to me, it's a far out place, it's a great place to get spaced. We drove for miles and the road was wet, our backs were hot and we had the chick with a pretty face. How to reach that far out place?
Show me the way to Zig Zag City. That is a place
down in the country
where you can dance in a pond, drinking wine in a crowd.
Every time you'll never forget. We got out of port where we wanted to be, where the sky was blue and the kids were free. Chicks all rocking around, and we sang along with the crowd.
Show me the way to Zig Zag City. That is a place
down in the country
where you can dance in a pub, drinking wine and a rum.
Every time you'll never forget.
Dizzy Man's Band, going round and round, and show me the way to Zig Zag City. And getting back onto the correct winners, and this we've got one here from a fellow called Bill Brewer, who lives at 22 King Street, Great Yarmouth, over there in Norfolk, in England. That goes into the correct entry bundle. And also another one from Chris Denton, Miss Chris Denton, that is, of 69 Kittle Road, New Cross Gate, which I know very well because I used to go out with a girl from round about there. Yes, over in London. And also another one from Barry Gilder of 24 Little Walden Road, Saffron Walden in Essex, which goes also into the pile. And we've got a request coming up. This one's from a fellow called M. H. Quinn. And could that be Michael, I wonder? Anyway, it's off 8 Moorside Grove, Bramley, Leeds. Also in England, he'd like a record played for his dolly wife called Susan. So special of you, Pat, the Poppy family. Which way you going, Billy?
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you?
Yeah. swallow would reveal my sorrow. Then my tear he would send just for you. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again. Tonight, while in flight, on your windowsill they lie to tell you all of my tears. And tonight, you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again.
Of course, Man from Man, and an oldie called Come Tomorrow. And once more, taking you back to the correct entries, this one's from Mary McElwain of 26 Hawthorne Drive, Hardhill Shots, Lanarkshire, over there in Scotland. And also another one from Roy and David Williams, who live at 82 Churchill Avenue, Hillsborough in Bucks. Yes. And finally, one from Trevor A. Mitchell of 2 Wiltshire Drive, Conglinton, Cheshire, also in England. And getting back to the request, one from Sue Clark, lives at 119 Brecton, is that correct? Brecton Avenue, Clickthorpes in Lincolnshire. I'm probably completely wrong with the pronunciation of that word, but Sue, please excuse me, okay? And you'd like a record played for a fellow called Pete Hansley. So, Pete, this one's a special for you, a little bit of Motown. From the Four Tops, oh, it's the same old song. Magic coming your way that time. With the Four Tops, and it's the same old song, no matter which way you look at it. And just to take us back, whoops, a little bit of feedback there to the actual card. That was from Sue Clark, who lives at 119 Brioton Avenue. Ha, I got it that time, huh? After a sort of close inspection of the writing. And that was for Pete Hansley, with lots of love sort of thing. Anyway, to get back onto some more people, this one here from Sally Hipperson of Melrose Farm, Sheldon, Kingsland and Norfolk. She's got a correct entry, which is Manfred Mann's Hubble Bubble. Toil and Trouble, yes. And another one here from Miss E. Doherty, who lives at 123 Den Lane, Springhead, near Oldham in Lancashire. And also another one from Isles, I believe that is, or Ills, Williams of Bovna, 95 Bilkeslotmeer, Nieuwendam, I believe that is, in Amsterdam, which is over in Holland. And finally, one more coming to you from a fellow called Mike Davis, who lives at Buinswaterslacht, I believe that could be, 262 in Delft, which is also in Holland. Tonight on the show, we hope to feature a lot of records that you may not have heard before on the station, in fact, in the Hitback show, so a little bit of a change, yeah? And we're going to take you down to the bottom of the hour, or up to the bottom of the hour, whatever way you look at it. The Crystals, he's a rebel.
Superway, walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles his feet. My own is held up high when he goes walking by.
Because he doesn't do what everybody else does.
lots of memories returning at that time. The Crystals, of course, He's a Rebel. And that brings it at 25 seconds after the hour of exactly, would you believe, 9:30. And this is Radio North Sea International on medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. In shortwave, 6,205 kilohertz in a 49-meter band. And in FM, channel 44, 100 megahertz. Aaron and I broadcast from the radio ship Mebo 2, lying at anchor in international waters 4 miles from the coast of Europe.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. This is an Aaron and I backtrack.
Radio North Sea.
In the songs of tomorrow.
Roy Orbison, and that goes under the title of Only the Lonely. Yes, we hope you're not lonely tonight. Well, if you are, we're going to keep you company, okay? Is that a date? Thank you. Anyway, we've got back to the correct entries. This one's from Stephen Epps, or Ips. No, it must be Epps, I reckon, of Lesenville, Beckley near Rye in Sussex, which has got the correct entry of Hubble Bubble by Manfred Mann. And another one from Carol Jones, who lives at Ford Turner's Cottage, or Cot, anyway. Beckley near Rye, also in Sussex. Yeah, they love from near Rye, huh? And let's see, another one here from Christine and Stephen Hunn, who live at Harning Road, Hovedon, St. John, Wroxham, Norwich in Norfolk.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know that I can really shake 'em.
Brian Poole and the Tremolos.
Little bit of soul now. Down in the mashed potatoes.
Whoop-a-daisy, yeah. That's really the thing getting you working about and leaping about and all over the place. And that's from Brian Poole and the Tremors called Do You Love Me? And that was out in 1963, which is about, what, 9 years ago now by rapid mental deduction of that. Huh, quite clever tonight all of a sudden. Anyway, back to the sort of correct entries. And we've got one from Malcolm Price, who lives at 78 Tring Road, Wendover near Aylesbury in Bucks over in England. And also another one from Stephen Pretty, of 12 Penley Avenue, Lee in Lancashire. And find another one from John Burford of 28 Charles Hall Road, Great Bookham, Surrey in England. I'm getting on to the request now. We've got one here from, let's see, yes. I'll read it out. It says, Hi, Mike. We are five lads and we would like you to play our record on Down Hit Back Show. Your record be Flowers in the Rain by the Move. And if you can't play your own record, give up. Well, we've got the record you asked for, fellas. And this is from Pete, Paul, Chris, Jim and Boz, which is a rather weird name. How are you, Boz, eh? I know it's kind of lots of love to Lynn, Sooty and Tinks. And they all sort of live, I believe, or congregate round about 27 Greenway Child, Oakford, Blankford, Dorset in England.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eiderdown. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain. Pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my head into the ground in time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain. Conversation with the trees, really to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep has gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, giving me good.
A former hit song coming to you from The Move, and they give it to you with Flowers in the Rain. Got a very good card here, which is rather nice to get from Germany, and it's from a fellow called Ken Gilding, RAF 4831 Viral. Gottershof Lover. I know I'm completely wrong there. I won't try it again. And it's STR 47 West Germany, and many thanks, Ken, for the card, and also nice things you say about the show. And that, of course, goes into the correct entry bundle, and another one from J.M. Gardhoy of 1020 Paul Fort, BD 8, 8 D'Esperi, something Reims in France. Ah, I don't know where Reims is anyway. Ah, that's very good. France, Germany, International Radio, without a doubt. Of course, that's a correct entry as well. So, JM, thanks a million. And also, finally, one more from Ian Bullen of 302 Canterbury Road, Herne's Bay, Kent, over there in England. And another one from, just pop this one in, Derek Apps. And earlier on, we had a fellow called Steve Apps, and I thought it was the same person, but it isn't, a different address altogether. It's 8 Ringy Green Sandos in Kent. And carrying on with the request, we've got one from, no name in this at all. It's a surprise thing to a young lady called Sandra Verhoeven, who's living in, I believe this is Mersland, in Holland. This is a record especially you, Pat.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. Show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do,
Mr. Brenton Wood.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. I'm able to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh yeah. Just give me some kind of sign.
gonna stand you. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you don't want me, hit me with the sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be back when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl, up my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl, up my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Memories galore coming back from Brenton Wood, and a beautiful little number called Gimme a Little Sign. That's all you have to do, and it brings the time at 17 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. You just join us. Hello, hi, good evening to you. You're listening to the Hitback Show, come to you from Radio North Sea International. My name's Brian McKenzie. And how many of you remember this one from Dion? Telling you all about the Wanderer.
Oh, well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know.
Memories of 1961 indeed, coming to you from Dion, and of course that's The Wanderer. And getting back onto some correct entries, we've got one here from David Woolley of Rosemount West Street, Hibblestow, near Brigg in Lincolnshire, which is completely new to me. And also another one from Susan Brown, who lives at 345 Covenmore Road, got that right, in Grimsby, Lincolnshire, also in England. And finally one from Margaret Marsh of 278 Canterbury Road, Birchington, also in Kent. And getting on with another request, good one here from a fellow called Alan Turner, who lives at 53 Lord Street, Stanley Bridge in Cheshire. And he'd like a record played for a fellow called Pete Lenton, who seems to be getting a lot of air checks on the station at the moment, off Pitchley Road, Kettrington, in North Ants. Well, sorry, Alan, we don't actually have the record you asked for, but we've still got a Hendrix number, and how's about this one? Definitely one of my favorite Hendrix numbers of that time, taking lots of memories back, called Hey Joe. And Hey Joe, how are you, huh? Anyway, back to get some more correct entries. This one's from Mr. P.M. Day, who lives at 23 Sandrington Road, St. Anne's on Sea, Lancashire, also, which is in England. And another one from Margaret and Stuart Rowley, who live at 15 Fernclose, Southwell, in Notts, which is also in England. And one from Colin Phillips of 163 Birchfield Road, East Northampton, which is also in England. Finally, we've got a request coming up, and this one's from Gillian Duckett, who lives at Annandale, 22 Starlow Walk, Bathgate, West Lothian, and she'd like a record played for her friends at Bathgate Academy, especially Jean, Rosemary, Susan, Sheena, Shona, Anne, Shirley, Mary, the two Normans, and a fellow called Brian. This is the record you asked for, Pat.
Upset me.
but me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you.
There we go, a George Harrison composition, I do believe, coming to you from the Beatles, and that's from the album, let's find out, yeah, songs from the film Help, and I Need You. Oh, yes, I do, I do, I do. Anyway, Graham Kent of 12 Priests Walk Tankerton, Wistball in Kent has got another correct entry, which is Hubble Bubble Toil and Trouble by Manfred Mann, and some here from Holland, which is, let's see, Dave? Huh? You know, you're quite good now pronouncing Dutch names. How did you say this was?
Ria Hilhorst.
Ja.
Loos Breuker weg.
Ja, ja.
25.
Ja, there we go. And Luisen, which is Zeid, in the province of Utrecht. And also another from Jack de Vries of Bentingstraat 121 in Den Haag. Remember this one from the Four Seasons?
Sherry!
That's the title.
Sherry, baby! Minutes to go now before the hour of 10 o'clock in news time with Dave Rogers, and getting back to some more people who've got correct entries. This is Tony Clean of 6 Elm Grove, Bisley Walking in Surrey, and another one from Colin Hill of 285 Bricknell Avenue, Hull, in also East Yorkshire, which is in England, and finally one from Anthony Yates of 121 Ram North Road, which is Wisbeach in Cams, in England. A little bit of the Rolling Stones, this is Off the Hook.
Sitting in my bedroom late last night, got in the bed and turned out the light. Decided to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was a ringing tone. It's off the hook. Thank you.
that's off the hook. Not so painful now, huh? Anyway, we've got a little while left before news time, so I think we'll continue with the Rolling Stones. This is from a little EP they had out a long, long time ago, and a track called 2120 South Michigan Avenue. Radio Nazi International. It's exactly 10 o'clock Central European Time.
R&I Worldwide News.
Good evening, this is David Rogers. In New Year messages, leaders of East European countries have noted a consolidation of the socialist community and have urged strengthening world peace. President Nikolai Podgorny of the Soviet Union called for a mutual understanding and concerted efforts by all states in the interests of peace. A massive anti-Vietnam War demonstration took place in Washington yesterday. Marchers paraded outside the White House, holding banners that called for an end to the bombings and an immediate withdrawal of all American troops in Southeast Asia. A pilotless American reconnaissance plane has been shot down over North Vietnam, bringing the total number of planes brought down since August 1964 to 3,428. President Nehru of India says his country has no hostile feelings towards the people of Pakistan. He said the Indian nation has no territorial claims and it hates war. A report from New Delhi says that 350,000 East Bengali refugees have now returned home to East Bengal. Altogether, 9 million refugees have to be repatriated. In Malta, many British schools are preparing to close down as British servicemen and their families finish preparations for the journey back to Britain. Malta's Prime Minister, Mr. Don Mintoff, has said that all British troops should be off the island by the 15th of January. The South Vietnamese government today accused the North Vietnamese of 9 violations of the agreed Christmas ceasefire. So far, North Vietnam hasn't commented on the statement issued in Saigon. And finally, the weather. Tomorrow should remain rather cloudy with chances of rain or snow in many areas, although the temperatures should be about average for this time of year. This is RNI News, the next bulletin at 11 o'clock.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. This is an RNI Backtrack.